could never know what happens between husband and wife behind the closed doors of a marriage. Nobody. Those who rush to judgment in this unfortunate business should remember that. I shall say nothing, therefore, about such private matters. However, as Alexis Alexandrovich Karenin's personal private secretary of some years standing, I may venture a reply on his behalf to those who say he drove his wife to do what she did. Karenin is a man dedicated to duty. He always does what he thinks is right. Alas, in these troubled times, such a man of principle can cut a lonely figure. Indeed, during this whole tragic affair, I would venture to say, without wishing to sound presumptuous, his only true friends were myself and Countess Lydia Ivanovna.
Of course the gossip hurts, but I find strength in God and a Christian life. Whatever wagging tongues might say, I have only ever been a friend to Alexandrovich Karenin. Indeed, I regarded myself as Anna's friend, but now... Well, it seems I did not know her at all. At first I tried not to believe the evidence of my own eyes. How could a woman of her social standing neglect her husband, an innocent child, for an army officer with a reputation like Vronsky's? Well, I do not understand such things, but when others began to talk behind their hands about it, I could not remain aloof. After all, what are friends for?
And Tuesday?
Tuesday, Alexis Alexandrovich. Petitioners, and then the appointments board.
No good, no good. Wednesday?
The Smirnov report, sir.
Ah, yes. Yes, come in.
Countess Lydia Ivanovna, sir. Alexis Alexandrovich.
Lydia, good morning to you.
Countess.
Oh, please, do not let me disturb you. I can see you're busy.
Oh, please.
Oh, is this?
As a matter of fact, Lydia, Sludin and I are trying to find a free evening for your little function.
Ah, how fortuitous. That is why I am here. Have you chosen a title? Our members are thrilled and honoured at the prospect of your talk.
Philanthropy and the Moral Imperative, I thought.
Oh, good, good. Yes. Now, all I need is the date and I can have the invitations printed.
Might I suggest we move the Smirnov hearing?
You can arrange that, Sludin?
Smirnov can wait.
In that case, next Wednesday it is.
Oh, splendid.
So what now?
I'll see to it. It must be the messenger from the French embassy. Excuse me, sir. Countess.
You look tired, Alexis.
Your friend, Dr. Dmitrich, says the same thing. Do you know, he insisted on taking up an hour of my time this morning. Fortunately, Sludin was able to manage.
You are blessed to have a personal secretary like Mikhail Sludin.
Indeed.
What else did the doctor say?
Oh, usual nonsense. As much physical exercise and as little mental strain as possible.
And Anna?
Anna. What about Anna? Anna is... perfectly well.
But does she realize you must have as little mental strain as possible?
What do you mean?
Well, she seems to spend more time with the Princess Betsy and her set than she does looking after you.
Oh, come now, I do not need looking after. I am not an invalid.
No, but you are a husband.
Lydia, I'm really...
Forgive me, Alexis, but I wonder if your selfless devotion to matters of state means that you do not notice other things which are perfectly evident to us lesser mortals.
Such as?
Well, the time Anna spends with Count Vronsky.
Really, Lydia, I'm perfectly aware of my wife's society engagements. As for Vronsky, well, if he chooses to waste his time, what would you have me do? Challenge him to a duel?
Oh, God forbid. In my Christian duty, I am thinking only of your welfare, Alexis, both physical and spiritual.
In that case, pray for me. But do not mention these other matters. Come in.
It wasn't the messenger, sir. It's your wife.
Ah, she's back.
Yes, sir. She has the Princess Betsy with her, and asks for a few minutes of your time before you return to the office.
I'll go down now. Sludin will walk to the door with you, Lydia.
Of course.
And Sludin?
Sir?
Join me downstairs with the diary.
Very well, sir.
Adieu, Lydia, until Wednesday.
Goodbye, Alexis Alexandrovich.
Philanthropy and the Moral Imperative. Yes.
Well, what are we to do with him?
We had best be going down. He likes me to be present when he sees her.
Come to that, has it? I see. Then let us not delay. Thank you for making the doctor's visit possible. Your cooperation in this matter is much appreciated.
I consider it nothing less than my patriotic duty, Countess.
Quite. You spoke to the doctor yourself?
Yes. He knows what the real trouble is.
Like everybody else. Student, I believe that nobody is closer to Karenin than you and I.
But what can we do if he refuses to acknowledge the truth?
Perhaps we must acknowledge it for him. Vronsky is a soldier?
Yes.
And soldiers have to serve wherever their superiors send them.
Yes.
Perhaps a word in the appropriate ear?
I understand.
Good, good. Watch and pray. And between us, we will find a way. Keep in touch, my friend.
Of course.
Au revoir.
Will you take some tea, Betsy?
No, thank you, my dear. Do you think it wise to ask him about this matter while I'm here?
Most definitely. His dignity in front of others is what matters most to him. Propriety. As long as that is preserved, nothing else matters to him.
Many a married woman would envy you.
Yes. But I hate how accomplished a liar I've become this past year.
Oh, come now. All's fair.
All is absurd. For love, I do the thing I hate most. Here he comes. Watch now what happens when I tell him what I want. Will he behave with one atom of passion? Will he rush out to shoot Vronsky, shoot me? No. Propriety will not permit it. In other words, sham. Oh, there you are, Alexis. How good of you to come straight down.
Ah, the inseparable. Good afternoon, Princess Betsy.
Bonjour, Alexis Alexandrovich.
What is it, Anna? I'm on my way back to the office.
Of course.
Come in, Sludin.
Oh.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Afternoon.
Sit down, Sludin, sit down.
Sir.
Well, Anna?
Alexis, a house has become available in Saska Cielo.
A house?
For the summer. I feel like a change this year.
The property is very close to where we are.
Oh. I see.
A charming spot.
As your work seems to be keeping you here in Petersburg more than ever, it will be agreeable for
me. I understand.
I knew you would. I said as much, did I not, Betsy?
The two of you will be neighbours for the summer.
Right.
How convenient. Very well. And be so kind as to leave the details on my desk, Anna. Excuse me, will you see to it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Alexis.
Now, if there is nothing further...
Nothing?
In that case, ladies, good day to you. Come along, Sludin.
Yes, sir.
Au revoir.
Karenin knew, of course, that the property at Saska Cielo was also conveniently close to Count Vronsky's regiment and to the stables where the Count indulged his other passion.
Whoa, up there! Good girl! Good girl! That's my beauty! Good girl! Enough for today, Peter. Have them harness a team for me. I'll drive over to Saska Cielo.
Very good, sir.
During that summer, Vronsky was at the rented house more than Karenin himself, who indeed hardly set foot in the place. I know, because I was sent there once a week with housekeeping money, and I would see the Count's driver waiting at what they thought was a discreet distance in a nearby lane. I would remind those who say Karenin should have put his foot down that if he has a failing, it is to judge others by his own standards. He could not believe his wife capable of what she did.
Audley, have you seen my brother?
Try those stables.
Right.
Oh, sir.
Yes?
I'm still taking bets for the steeplechase, sir.
A good man. I'll go and have a look at my brother's new mare before I decide where to put my money.
Very good, sir.
That's it. Easy now. Good girl. Good girl, Fru Fru.
You're a beauty, aren't you, Fru Fru, eh?
Here you are.
Oh, greetings.
You're a hard man to track down, little brother. So, this is a new lady in your life.
Try not to breathe vodka all over her. Easy, easy.
Not temperamental, eh, Peter?
Well, she's all right. Needs careful handling.
Quite so.
She's a darling, aren't you, eh, girl?
Walk her around the paddock for me, Peter. I'd say she's worth backing.
Righto. Easy, girl. Easy now, Fru-Fru.
Cheer up. Who's again last night, did you?
Alexis. Won 8,000.
Bravo.
She isn't doubtful, though. Expect I'll have a long wait for the money.
Just look at her. Wonderful condition.
I understand you turned down the promotion.
Yes. I hadn't requested it. Besides, the post they offered me was too far away.
Too far away?
From my life here.
I see. The chief of staff is not happy that remarks are made about the time you spent at Satsuko Salo. I mention this as a brother, Alexis, not your superior officer.
Yes, sir.
Well, she's ready, I reckon.
Most definitely. You know what's expected of you, Fru Fru?
She knows what's what, all right.
Think you can handle a filly who knows what's what, Alexis?
You ask as my brother, or as a betting man?
They're laying long odds on you.
Well, that's good. I'm backing him.
You see, such matters should be left to those directly involved.
Sometimes those involved lack an overview. Or sometimes they think they're unique.
What do you mean?
Others have gone the same course. They know the twists and turns and all the hazards.
I appreciate your concern. But you know what you should do?
What?
Put what you won last night on Fru-Fru for the steeplechase.
I'll take her in now.
Yes, and send word to my quarters to have a calèche made ready.
You're going out? Well, you should be resting before the race.
I promised to call on Bransky and look at a new bridle.
All right, oh. I'll have a team harnessed and the calèche brought round for you. Good day, Colonel Bronson.
Good day to you, Peter.
Come on. Come on, Fru-Fru. Easy, girl. Easy.
Excuse me, Alexander. Must go and freshen up.
One moment.
There's no more veiled conversations about spirited fillies.
Alexis, wait. As a matter of fact, Mother asked me to talk to you.
Ah.
Now, just hear me out. She's concerned about this affair.
It's not an affair.
Whatever. I personally am tolerant in these matters.
Yes, how is Alicia?
She's had to go with the ballet company to Moscow for a 3-month season.
Well, there are lots of chorus girls. No doubt you'll soon find another one.
Alexis, keeping such matters in perspective as I do is the mature way.
Of course. I'm sure your wife appreciates your maturity.
Alexis, we're not talking about me. The point is, Mother is distressed that you seem intent on jeopardizing your career.
I will not listen to this.
She's only thinking of you, Alexis, as I am. I do know about these things.
What do you know? Huh? You know about affairs and chorus girls. You know nothing about my life.
I know society.
Society, you can have it.
Bravo! Only your privileged position in society allows you such defiance. But take care, little brother. What society gives, it can take away.
Forgive me, I must go wash.
What answer shall I give to Mother?
The same I give you. Tell her to put her money on Fru-Fru.
This side of the bridge as usual, sir.
Yes, I'll go through the garden.
Very good, sir. Move! Move up there.
I shall only be a few minutes. Have to be back in time for the steeplechase.
Very good, sir.
Good day to you, Stefan.
God bless you, Excellency. Keeping fit for the big race, eh? We're all back in you, you know, sir.
Good. Is your mistress in the house?
Oh, no, sir. I put the hammock up for her in the orchard. She's reading there.
Yeah, I'll find her.
How beautiful you are. So beautiful.
No. Alexis.
Here I am. What is it, my darling? So beautiful.
Oh, thank God. For a moment I thought...
What did you think?
Nothing. Kiss me, Alexis.
Of course, my dear. You see how good it is with us now?
No, no. Please, why must you both be Alexis?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Alexis?
Yes?
Alexis.
Here.
Yeah.
No, no. No. No, no.
Anna. Anna, wake up, my darling.
What?
It's me. I'm here.
Alexis. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
You fell asleep over your book.
Yes. Help me up, please.
Heavens, your hands are so cold.
I've been waiting for Sir Roger. He's out with Anushka. Let's walk to the veranda.
Anna?
Yes?
You seem preoccupied. What are you thinking about?
Oh, always the same thing.
Perhaps I shouldn't have come like this, unannounced. But I couldn't let a day pass without seeing you.
Oh, God. So, big race this evening.
Yes.
And how is Fru-Fru?
Just about ready. She's not perfect by any means, a bit...
Shall I tell him or not? He's so happy. Will you take it in properly?
But that's enough of Fru-Fru. What is the same thing?
The same thing?
Well, just now when I asked you what you were thinking about, you said...
You, of course.
But you seem so downcast.
Never mind about me.
Of course I mind if you're down.
Couldn't bear it if he didn't understand. Best not to tell him. Why put him to the proof?
Anna, for heaven's sake, something is on your mind. Tell me what it is.
Shall I?
Yes, yes, yes.
Very well. I am to have a child.
Oh, my darling.
He does understand. Thank God.
Anna?
Yes, my darling.
Our fate is sealed now. You have to leave him.
My husband? I do not think about him. He does not exist.
Anna, you must be told.
And what then? Run away? Oh, yes, yes. Let's run away so you can keep me as your mistress.
Anna, please.
And I live in shame to my son. No, no, no.
Anna, if it's the little boy you're concerned about, then...
Please, let us not talk about Sir Roger. Alexis, do this for my sake. Please let us not ever speak about this matter again.
How can you ask such a thing? It's mine.
Just leave everything to me.
Anna.
I can manage.
But I am to blame.
For what?
Making you unhappy like this.
I unhappy? Alexis, listen to me. Until I met you, I never experienced real love. I'm like a starving person who has been given food. Cold and ragged and even ashamed I may be, but not unhappy.
I'll go before they see me.
Au revoir, my lord.
When?
After the races. Come here tonight at 1 o'clock.
Until then.
Good luck.
Is that the first race?
No. The Royal Entourage. You have time. Stay calm.
How's Fru-Fru?
Saddled and waiting. Your things are laid out for you.
Thank you, Peter.
Wonderful. Royal Highnesses, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, the first race on the card, the Lifeguard Mario.
I wish you all the luck with that.
As the whole court would be at the races, Karenin decided at the last moment that he should put in an appearance, and asked me, as his personal secretary, to go with him. And thus it was that for the first time that season, he and his wife fetched up at the same society gathering.
Alexis Alexandrovich! Do you not see us here? Here is your wife, sir!
There is so much splendor that my eyes are dazzled. Anna.
Alexis Alexandrovich.
Ah, Karenin, how good to see you here.
Stremov, good day to you. Sludin, my secretary.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And who have you placed your bets on, ladies?
Anna and I have already bet on Gladys.
And I on Fru-Fru. How about a side bet of a pair of gloves?
Very well.
Good.
And now the officers,
people change. All eyes were on the start, except mine and Karenin's. His gaze rested on his wife, who had her field glass trained intently on the riders. Or I should say, on one rider.
Whoa! Steady, girl.
That's it. Now, don't push her on the jump. Let her have her way.
Yes, Peter. Good luck, little brother.
Oh, thank you, Alexander.
Watch out for Gladiator.
You have money on him?
No. I took your advice.
Good. Come on, Fru Fru. Come on, go. Let's go.
Well, Peter, what do you think?
She's a good filly.
Yeah.
They're off. Oh, look, Gladiator's gone right to the front.
Oh, and Fru Fru?
Two horses down already. I can't see. Yes, there's Fru Fru. Over the brook. And gaining. Drunkster's gaining on Gladiator.
His wife must have sensed Karenin's eyes on her. Anna Karenina glanced quickly into those eyes and then turned back to the race. I saw defiance in that glance. I cannot say what Karenin saw.
The big barrier next.
Yes. Oh, yes. Look at Gladiator responding to the wind.
He has to. Fru-Fru is right on his tail. Go on, Vronsky. Yes. Vronsky's in front. If Vronsky jumps the last fence ahead, he'll win.
I didn't see what happened next, but I saw it mirrored in Anna Karenina's face. It was positively improper.
Fru Fru's down.
Oh, my God, no.
Horses everywhere. Oh, what a mess. I can't see Vronsky. Now there are people running onto the track.
Go down and see what's happened, for God's sake.
Oh, very well.
During all this, Karenin approached Anna and politely offered her his arm.
Come with me.
No, leave me alone.
Karenin saw that she was weeping now, out of control. He stepped forward so as to screen her, giving her time to recover.
Once again, I offer you my arm.
Alexis Alexandrovich, I brought Anna here, and I have promised to take her back again.
Excuse me, Princess Betsy, but I see that Anna is not very well, and I wish her to come with me.
Schluden, sir, you can make your own arrangements.
Of course.
Go, Anna. I shall send word to you.
The carriage is this way.
I must tell you that... Wait. Let me put up this window. That we do not want to distract the coachman. Well, I must tell you that you behaved improperly today.
How did I behave improperly?
The despair you were unable to conceal when one of the riders fell. Of course. I am mistaken. If that were the case, then I beg your pardon. All may return to normal as is proper.
You were not mistaken. I was and cannot help being in despair.
Please do not raise your voice, the driver.
Very well. I love Vronsky. I am carrying his child and I am in torment to know what has become of him. I am afraid of you. And I hate you. Do what you like to me.
My father. She is ruined. My father.
Stay close to me, sir. There's still some riders coming through.
He's moving, thank God. Alexis, are you all right?
Oh, what have I done? It was my fault, Peter.
Yeah. Hold on to me.
Fru-Fru's in a bad way, I'm afraid.
Oh, my fault. I dropped back in the saddle and pulled up her head.
Oh, never mind that now.
Oh.
Let's take him, Colonel. I'll fetch the gun.
Come, Alexis. Nothing you can do here.
It was my fault. My fault.
Thank you.
I was maid to Anna Karenina for 5 years, and I suppose I knew her in some ways better than anyone. But if you ask me this because you think I might have foreseen what happened, or even prevented, forgive me. It has been such a shock. It is true, yes, that my mistress's behaviour had for a long time been unpredictable. I suppose it did become more noticeable from the time she moved to the house in the country. His Excellency Count Vronsky was a frequent visitor. I do not know what Mr. Karenin thought of it. The master hardly ever came there. But the day of the horse races, she returned there with the master, and I saw at once something was not right.
Anishka! Anishka!
Kendall, what is it? Are you ill?
Help me, Dad. I must get inside.
Give us room, please. Stand back.
Yes, sir. Leave me alone. I must get inside.
I demand that the external conditions of propriety are observed until I take measures to safeguard my honor and inform you of them.
Anushka?
Sir?
You may take your mistress inside now.
Yes, sir.
Drive on to Petersburg.
No sooner had the master gone, but the Princess Betsy's footman arrived with a note.
Oh, my God, I can't bear it.
Open it, Anushka. Open it and tell me what it says. It's only a few words.
Yes, yes, but read them, read them.
He is safe and sound, but in despair.
Oh, thank God.
That's all, Mom.
Thank God, thank God.
And then there was more banging at the outside door.
Goodness, Mr. Theodin.
Good evening. Ask Karenin if I may see him for a few minutes, if you please.
He's already gone to Petersburg, sir.
I see. Please convey my best wishes to your mistress.
Yes, sir.
Good night to you.
Yes.
Driver, St. Petersburg.
Sir. Call. Here.
Mr. Karenin, sir. A good day at the race meeting. We didn't expect you back in St. Petersburg this evening, sir.
No one is to be admitted save for student.
Oh, very good, sir.
Come in, student.
I wondered if there was anything I might do, sir.
Sit down. Sit down.
I brought the papers.
Have you ever fought a duel, Sludin?
No, sir.
To point a pistol at another man, or indeed to be the target. What, I wonder, would one's reaction be to that?
With respect, sir.
Yes?
Well, surely there's no point in such hypothetical questions.
But it might happen to anyone.
Not you, sir.
You think I could not do it?
You would not be permitted. Your colleagues and friends would not allow you to expose yourself to such danger.
It is certainly true that I have always put my public duty before personal consideration.
Quite. When you said a duel could happen to anyone...
Yes.
You were thinking, were you not, of your ex-colleague, Daryalov?
Oh, a brilliant politician. Who could have foreseen such an end to his career?
Daryalov, in my opinion, was not so much defending his honor when he shot his rival as punishing his wife. An understandable objective, perhaps, but a clumsy way of achieving it. A brilliant politician, as you say, but not exactly a refined mind, Daryalov. Mm-hmm. Perhaps that is not for me to say. We have the Litkov petition first thing tomorrow. I brought you the papers.
Thank you. I shall look at them over breakfast.
Very well. I'll say goodnight then.
Student.
Yes, sir?
An understandable objective, you say? Darialov's punishment of his wife.
Well...
That is what you said, did you not?
Sir, you are a pillar of the state. If a wife cannot show respect for that, then...
Quite.
Forgive me, sir. I'm thinking of this unfortunate situation only as a public matter.
Of course. Well, go on.
Darialov simply blew the scandal back into his own face and gave ammunition to his enemies.
Just so. I appreciate your calling here at this hour. I really do.
Glad to be of service, sir. Good night.
Good night.
Yes. I do appreciate it.
Anna, during our last conversation, I expressed my intention of communicating my decision with reference to the subject of that conversation. Having carefully and fully considered everything, I now write to fulfill my promise.
It was about that time I did notice certain things. Well, more than once I made the mistake of thinking the mistress was entertaining a visitor, someone who must have arrived without being announced.
I should tell Vronsky that my husband now knows everything. I cannot bring myself to do it. Why? Why can't I tell him what he wants to hear?
But I soon realized there was no visitor.
I know why you cannot tell him. Because you are terrified of the disgrace. Is that it? Perhaps. Oh, God, you disgust me. Perhaps. Where will I go if he throws me out? To Vronsky? Why not? Why do you hesitate? You're not sure, are you? You're not sure Vronsky really loves you. Perhaps he's beginning to find you a burden. Is Seroja to consider? And now this new baby on the way? Vronsky has his career to think of. A brilliant man with a great future. Will he really throw over everything for my sake? Yes, who's there? What do you want?
Coming in, ma'am.
What is it?
I brought your dress, ma'am. And a letter.
A letter?
From Princess Betsy.
Let me see.
My dear Anna, croquet at my house today. Do come. Everyone will be here. Yours, Betsy.
What? Any reply, ma'am? What? No reply. I will dress myself, Anushka. You go. I want nothing at all.
Very well, madame.
But she didn't get dressed. I could see her through the door, which I purposely left open. She remained in exactly the same position, and every now and then, her whole body would shake.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then the messenger brought another letter.
Well, how can you do this to me? See what he writes.
You can yourself foresee what awaits you and your son.
He is threatening me. I cannot give up my son. Will not. No.
She went to her writing desk, but instead of writing, she laid her head on her arms and began to cry. Whatever was in that letter, it made her sob like a child. But the messenger was waiting for a reply. When at last she did take up her pen, she wrote no more than half a dozen words.
Anushka, give this to the messenger.
Yes, ma'am.
And Anushka, order the carriage. I'm going to see Princess Betsy.
Yes, ma'am.
Anna, come in. You are looking pale.
Are you all right, my dear?
I slept badly.
Let us take some tea before the others arrive. We can have a cozy chat.
Was that Vronsky's footman I saw outside?
Yes, I'm afraid Alexis has failed us.
I see.
He has written me a note. It seems you told him you are not coming here today.
I changed my mind.
I was just writing a reply to Vronsky, asking him to come to dinner. I have one lady too many. Look over what I said to him, will you, Anna? See if I've made it pressing enough.
If you insist.
I do insist. And meanwhile, I must leave you for a minute. Excuse me, I have some orders to give. Oh, Anna?
Yes?
Please close the envelope and send it when you've done.
Very well. I must see you. Come to Frieda's garden. I shall be there at 4.
Ah, Corporal Mishkin.
Sir.
See Captain Vronsky?
In his quarters, I believe, sir.
Very good.
Sir.
Alexis! Alexis!
In here, Stepan. Has Serpuhovskoy arrived?
An hour ago. They've already had to send for more champagne and vodka. Perhaps we ought to drink a couple of bottles here so you're not too far behind everyone else.
No, no, let's go. Tell with these accounts.
Oh, so that's what you've been doing?
Yeah, it's been at it for hours, but it makes no difference. Always more money going out than coming in.
All the more reason to have a bottle or two, right?
Yes. I haven't seen Ivan Serpuhovskoy for years. Yeah. We're at school together, you know. Best of friends, indeed.
Ah, I told them so.
Told who what?
That you weren't sulking here.
Sulk? Why would I sulk?
Oh, some clowns in the officers' mess have been saying you're jealous of Serpuhovskoy's being made a general.
Nonsense.
That's what I told them. Come on. A lot of drinking to catch up on. And yes, dear, what is it? Forgotten something?
So that's how I'm perceived, is it?
What are you talking about?
Ivan is the rising star back from Central Asia and already a general, while Alexis Vronsky is held back by a silly affair.
Who said anything about that?
Stefan, you're a good friend, and I appreciate your tact.
Tact? Me?
I know damn well that Anna Karenina and myself are the talk of the regiment.
That's nonsense. As I say, one or two clowns, to whom nobody pays heed. Everybody in the regiment who matters respects you, Alexis. After all, you turned down promotion so you could stay with us.
What a friend you are.
That's better. Now come along, do.
Very well.
Raise your glasses, gentlemen. To Prince Ivan Serpuhovskoy.
Prince Ivan Serpuhovskoy.
Thank you, thank you. So, Alexis.
You're looking well, Ivan.
Oh, you too. Shall we walk a little?
Meet. Well, why not?
Been hearing about you while I was away.
Spies, then?
Yes. The best kind. Women.
Oh.
My wife is great friends with your brother's wife.
Ah. I hear about you too, Ivan.
Oh. Boring for you, no doubt.
Not at all. Why should you say that? I'm very interested in your success.
You say that without a trace of irony.
Of course, I mean it.
I heard about you turning down the promotion.
Well, what's done is done. And anyway, I'm fine.
For a while.
What do you mean?
Oh, come, Alexis. A man of character and talent like you. This sort of life will not satisfy you for long, Alexis.
Did I say that it would?
Alexis, men like you are wanted.
By whom?
By whom? By society.
Ah, society.
By Russia. Russia needs a party.
You're going into politics?
If you mean bargaining in smoke-filled rooms, no. I mean a party of enlightened men who can lead. Without it, everything will go to the dogs.
Ah, an opposition to the communists.
No. That's just the old bogeyman idea. There is no communist threat, but it helps certain factions to make people think that there is. No. What's wanted is a consortium of independent men like you and me.
Why?
Because we have one great advantage over mere politicians. We cannot be bought so easily.
But I'm not interested in power. I had some desire for it once, but not now.
Pardon me, but that's not true. Alexis, I know. I know how it is for you at the present, but the present will not last forever. That's why I wanted to see you. You acted rightly over the promotion. I quite understand why you did it.
Do you?
Yes, of course. Listen, I only ask you to give me carte blanche. I can draw you on imperceptibly, but you must cooperate with me. Give a little bit.
But I only want everything to remain as it is.
But it never does. Even the solid earth beneath our feet is moving all the time, Alexis.
Begging your pardon, gentlemen. The commandant requests your presence.
I'll be there directly, Stefan.
Very good.
Go on, Ivan. I am interested.
Are you?
You said you understood why I turned down the promotion.
Well, here's what I honestly think. I think women are the chief stumbling block in a man's career. It's difficult to love a woman, to do anything else. Unless you marry, of course.
Marry?
Oh, wait. How can I put it? Suppose you had to carry a load and use your hands at the same time. The only way you could manage is if the load was strapped to your back. Well, that's marriage. I found that out when I married. Suddenly, my hands were free. But if you drag the load without marriage, your hands are so full that you can do nothing else.
I see what you mean.
I mean, look at Mazankov, a group of... ruined their careers because of women.
You call those women?
Well, quite. What a waste over an actress and a French barmaid. But in fact, the more of a position the woman has in the world, the worse it is. That's not like merely dragging a load with one's hands. It's like wrenching it from someone else.
Ivan, you have never loved.
Perhaps not. But let me say one more thing. Women are always more materialistic than men. Men make of love something enormous. But women are matter-of-fact about it.
Alexis.
Yes, yes. Tell the commandant we'll be with him in a minute.
No, I'm not the commandant's messenger boy this time. Your man brought this letter from the Princess Betsy. I thought you'd like to see it.
No, thanks, Stefan.
Excuse me for interrupting, General.
No, not at all. We really are just coming.
Well, Ivan, you must excuse me. I have a headache. I should go home.
Yes, I see. Well, it's been good to talk to you again, Alexis.
Yes, I've enjoyed it.
So, do you give me carte blanche? I'm on the way up, and you can come with me, Alexis. Think about it.
What you said is very interesting. We'll talk it over another time.
Good. I knew you'd be tempted.
I'll look you up in Petersburg.
Yes, please do. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, Ivan.
Go on! Go on!
This is the Breuders' house.
You said you wanted the gardens.
That's right.
Only the house itself's a quarter of a mile yonder.
No. This is where I want to be.
There you are.
Oh, thank you, sir. Will I wait?
Yes, from the lady over there.
Very good, sir. Get along, then. Yeah.
You are. I was angry that I told you to come here.
Angry? Of course not.
It was absolutely necessary for me to see you at once.
What is it?
I should have told you before now.
Told me what?
Please do not be angry with
me. Anna, I could never be angry with you. But please tell me what's happened.
He knows. Alexis Alexandrovich, I told him everything about us. I said I could not be his wife.
I see.
He has written me this letter. I want you to read it before you say anything else.
Very well.
Whatever your actions may have been, I do not consider myself justified in severing the bonds with which a higher power has united us. A family must not be broken up through the caprice, perversity, or even crime of one of the partners, and our life must go on as heretofore. If not, you can yourself foresee what awaits you and your son. I hope to talk all this over with you in some more detail at a personal interview. As the summer season is drawing to a close, I would ask you to return to Petersburg as soon as possible, and not later than Tuesday. All the necessary preparations shall be made for your return. I beg you to note that I attach importance to this request of mine. A. Karenin.
Read the postscriptum.
P.S. I enclose some money, which you may need for your expenses.
He knows how to twist the knife.
Forgive me, but I am glad of it.
How so?
Because it is impossible, quite impossible, for things to remain as they are, as he imagines.
Why impossible?
My darling, how can you ask such a question?
Because I know what kind of man he is.
But he is a man.
What do you mean by that?
Anna, I would have spared your feelings on this matter. And indeed, I will simply say this. When the moment comes, I will fire into the air.
What are you talking about?
Your husband is enough of a politician to recognize the value of a gesture. He will do the same and will emerge with his honor, and we will have each other at last.
Alexis, are you mad? He would never fight a duel.
But he must.
Alexis, this letter is his solution. There's nothing more as far as he's concerned.
But it is no solution. You have to leave him now.
And my son? You see what he writes about Seroja? What he threatens. If I leave him, I must leave my son, too.
Your son? But what of this other child? Our child? Besides, which is better, to leave your son or to continue in this degrading situation?
Degrading for whom?
For everybody.
For you, you mean? You would prefer to be free?
Anna, for God's sake, I'm thinking of you.
When I am sure of your love, nothing can be degrading for me. I am proud of my position. Proud.
Anna. Please, Anna.
Forgive me.
Anna. I am the cause of all this.
That is my driver. I asked him to come back to the gate.
What are you going to do?
You read Karenin's letter. I'm summoned to Petersburg.
And you'll go?
Yes. On Tuesday, as he orders. And then everything will be decided.
But Anna...
I love you. But I am a weak woman. I'm not sure I can give all for love. Or if you can, Alexis.
But I begged you before now to tell him everything.
So that you can fight a duel. And everyone can applaud you for doing the honorable thing.
That is unfair.
Perhaps.
Why did you ask me to come here?
Probably because I hoped you would somehow change the situation. But I realize now that only I can do that. You have to find the courage. Goodbye, Alexis.
Anna! Anna!
To the chairman of the committee of the 2nd of July.
I have a draft for you to look at.
Good. Good.
That Tuesday, the newspapers were full of the master's success at some council meeting or other. I imagine that is why he had quite forgotten other matters.
Come.
Pardon the interruption, sir.
Why, Anushka, what are you doing here?
The mistress asks me to tell you that she has arrived, sir.
Yes. Yes. Of course. Very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now, Sludin.
The draft memorandum, sir.
Yes. Quite.
They worked on until it was dark. Finally, Sludin was dismissed. As he was letting himself out of the front door, the mistress was on her way upstairs to the study.
Come.
Alexis Alexandrovich.
Ah. Well, I am very glad you have come. is Sir Roger well? Is that the time? I'm not dining at home. I must be going.
Mrs. Alexandrovich, I am a guilty woman.
Please.
A bad woman, but I am what I was before.
I do not,
and I am come to tell you now I cannot make any change.
And I tell you I will not know it! It does not exist!
As long as it is not known to the rest of the world. As long as my name is not dishonored.
I warn you, our relations must remain what they have been.
But they cannot. I cannot be a wife to you if I
have... A wife to me? Well, that is the last thing I am concerned about. Interesting, though, is it not, how your newfound, independent mind sees things? You can inform your husband of your infidelity, and that you are carrying another man's child, and see nothing unseemly in it. But you do consider it unseemly to fulfill a wife's duties to her husband.
Alexis Alexandrovich, what do you want of me?
I want you
to behave in such a way that neither society nor the servants can accuse you. I want you never to see that man again. I do not think that is too much to ask. And in return, you will have Sirojin, you will have shelter, and a good name for the unfortunate unborn innocent. Indeed, you may enjoy all the advantages of a wife without fulfilling her duties. In the name of Christian good sense, Anna! Is that not what you want?
¶¶